Today we're building a jungle air horn HID in Ableton Live 12, and then we're taking that idea from session view into arrangement view so it actually becomes part of the track, not just a cool loop sitting on the side. This is the kind of sound that says, the phrase changed, pay attention. In jungle and drum and bass, the horn is not just a lead, it's a structural event, it's signage. It marks the drop, the rewind, the switch up, the call and response moment. So our goal here is not to make some random loud stab. We want something rude, tight, punchy, and musically useful. First, get your project in the right zone. Set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. If you want that classic jungle feel, 172 BPM is a great place to start. Set your global quantization to 1 bar if you want clean, reliable launches, or try 1/4 if you want the horn to feel more live and aggressive when you trigger it. And before you even build the horn, make sure the track already has a basic foundation, kick and snare break, sub or reese, maybe some atmosphere. The horn has to cut through something. If you design it in isolation, you'll probably make it too polite. Now let's build the instrument. We're keeping the stock Ableton, so load up Wavetable on a new MIDI track. After that, add Saturator, EQ8, and then either drum bus or roar if you want more attitude. Finish with hybrid reverb and utility. That chain gives you the basic ingredients, tone, aggression, shaping, space, and width control. Inside Wavetable, start with a rude but simple source. Use saw waves or a saw and square combination. Keep the detune light to medium and use 2 to 4 voices of unison if you want a thicker blast. Don't overdo it. We're not making a giant super saw lead. We're making a short horn-like hit that can bark through the mix. Use a filter that leans low pass or band pass depending on how bright you want it. Then set a short amp envelope, almost no attack, and case somewhere in the few hundred millisecond range, very low sustain, and a short release. The shape should feel like a sharp shout, not a sustained note. Here's a really important detail. Add pitch movement. A lot of classic horn hits feel more alive because they start a little higher and drop quickly into the note. You can do that with pitch envelope movement if your setup supports it, or simply automate a fast pitch fall. A quick move from around plus 12 semitones down to the root over maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds gives the sound a shouted, air horn-like attitude. That tiny drop makes a huge difference. It turns the patch from generic synth stab into something much more characterful. Now let's make it hit harder. Bring in saturator and add a moderate amount of drive, maybe somewhere in the 2 to 8 dB range. Turn on soft clip if needed. The idea is to add harmonics so the horn feels present on smaller speakers and doesn't disappear once the drums come in. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the tone. High pass it if there's muddy low end hanging around, maybe somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz. Cut any boxy area in the low mids, usually around 300 to 600 Hz, and if you need more bite, add a little energy in the 1.5 to 4K Hz range. If it gets fizzy, calm down the top end a bit. The horn should live above the bass, not fight it. If you want more weight and grime, add drum bus or roar. With drum bus, keep the drive controlled and use crunch subtly. Boom is usually off unless you're deliberately going for a huge rave-style impact. With roar, aim for a mild but nasty saturation curve. You want attitude, not destruction. The sound should feel aggressive but still readable in the mix. Now give it some space with hybrid reverb. For jungle, we don't want to drown the hit in a huge cathedral wash. We want something that feels like it's blasting through a room. Keep the decay fairly short, maybe under 2 seconds. Use a little pre-delay so the transient stays forward, and high-pass the reverb so it doesn't smear the low mids. That way the attack stays rude, and the tail adds size without turning into fog. Utility is your width control. A smart move is to keep the initial transient fairly centered and narrow, then make the tail wider later. That contrast is powerful. If everything is wide all the time, the sound gets flat. If the attack stays focused and the release opens up, the hit feels bigger and more intentional. Once the chain feels right, group the devices into an instrument rack. This is where it gets powerful, because now you can map performance controls to macros. Map things like filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb amount, width, pitch depth, and decay time. That gives you live control in session view, which is perfect for this kind of DNB workflow. You can basically perform the horn instead of just programming it. Now we write the MIDI. Keep it simple and strong. Start with one note on the root if you want a solid root hit. If you want more tension, try root to fifth, or a little two-note phrase that climbs or answers itself. A single stab on the downbeat works great. A horn on the last beat before the drop can be huge. A two-stab call and response pattern can also work really well, especially if a second hit is brighter or wider than the first. For the MIDI length, keep it short. 1/16th to 1/8th note is often enough. Let the amp envelope, release, and reverb do the rest. Now create a MIDI clip in session view. Make it 1 bar or 2 bars long. Set clip launch quantization to 1 bar if you want clean launches, or keep it tight if you're performing with more urgency. Put this clip into a scene that represents a drop intro, switch up, or transition moment. This is where session view earns its keep. You can audition the horn against different parts of the tune without committing to the timeline yet. A really useful advanced move is to automate the clip or the track while you're still in session view. Make the horn darker and tighter on the first phrase, then brighter and wider on the second, or make the reverb amount increase on the tail, or open the filter just a little on the repeat. These small changes stop the horn from feeling static. They make it feel like it's evolving across the phrase, which is exactly what you want in an arrangement that moves fast. Now perform it. Trigger the horn on the last beat before the drop, on a drum fill, or on the first beat of a switch-up. Use it sparingly. In drum and bass, restraint matters. If you use the horn too often, it stops feeling like a statement and starts becoming wallpaper. The best horns feel like punctuation. This is also where timing matters more than people think. Don't assume perfectly rigid always equals best. Sometimes the hit is stronger if it lands a tiny bit early or a tiny bit late on purpose. That slight offset can make it feel more human and more menacing. If the rest of the tune is mechanical and locked, a horn that leans a little ahead or behind the grid can have way more character. Once you've got the performance, hit arrangement record and let live capture the session view launches into arrangement view. This is the bridge between idea and song structure. Now you're not just looping a sound, you're building an actual moment in the track. Stop recording once the horn section is captured, then go into arrangement view and tighten everything up. In arrangement view, check exactly where the hit lands. Make sure it's sitting against the snare in a way that supports the groove. Sometimes it should hit right on the downbeat. Sometimes it works better just before the snare, so the impact feels like it's pulling into the bar. Trim the note length if it's smearing into the bass entry. The arrangement matters as much as the sound design. A great horn in the wrong place still feels weak. Now think structurally. The horn can serve as an intro sting, a pre-drop call, a drop punctuation, a switch-up marker, or even a rewind moment. You can also automate it more deeply in arrangement view than you did in session view. For example, automate the reverb down during the main transient, and then up on the tail. Open the filter on repeated hits. Widen the stereo image on the second occurrence. Add a little delay feedback at the end of a phrase to create a rude echo, and always compare it against the drum bus, not just in solo. That's a big one. A sound can feel huge by itself and still disappear once the full groove starts moving. If it survives against the drums and bass, it's doing its job. If it doesn't, check the basics first. Start time, note length, transient contrast, and where it lands relative to the snare. If the horn feels weak, don't instantly pile on more layers. First ask whether the attack is sharp enough, whether the release is too long, and whether the sound is landing in the right rhythmic pocket. Usually the fix is better timing or better shaping, not just more stuff. A clean reference version of the patch, one that's dry and nearly naked, is super helpful here. Keep that around so you can tell whether your processing is actually improving the sound or just making it louder and messier. For a darker or heavier DNB vibe, lean into square waves, detuned saws, and slightly rough harmonic movement. You can even add subtle noise or a quiet vocal shout under the main hit to make the attack feel more aggressive. If you want a two-stage horn, design it so the first part is tight and focused, then the tail opens up wider and dirtier. That contrast is huge right before a drop. One more powerful move, resample the horn to audio. Once it's printed, you can chop the best transient, reverse the tail, clip it harder, or make a darker support layer underneath the main hit. In many DNB workflows, resampling is faster and punchier than endlessly tweaking the MIDI. Here's a great practice exercise. Build an 8-bar section where bars 1 and 2 are drums and bass only. Put a horn hit on bar 3, add a reply on the end of 4, repeat it brighter and wider in bars 5 and 6, then give the final hit a longer reverb tail in bar 7. In bar 8, mute the horn completely and let the drums and bass reclaim the space. That little bit of absence makes the whole thing hit harder. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and drum and bass, an air horn is not just a sound effect. It's an arrangement tool. Build it tight. Shape it with purpose. Perform it in session view. Record it into arrangement view. Then place it like a statement. If you do that, the horn won't just sound loud. It'll feel like part of the track's language.